Word of mouth.
This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. It is spring, warming up to summer, the high holidays for wedding planners. Right now, the engaged are all in, finalizing menus, seating arrangements, and centerpieces. But what happens when someone decides not to go through with it? All those invitations out, those deposits paid, all those guests booked.
What's he doing?
Take care of him.
He's
too late. Well, we know how abruptly that wedding ended. Elaine ran off for an uncertain future with Benjamin in the Mike Nichols film The Graduate. Contemporary couples are seeking less dramatic ways to tell their guests or even recoup some money by selling their canceled wedding packages to other couples. The Brooklyn-based novelist, columnist, and screenwriter Amy Sohn wrote for the New York Times Style section about how some couples are dealing with calling it quits before getting hitched. And Amy, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much.
So you talked with a few women who decided to cancel their weddings in the works. How did they talk about that decision with you?
Well, they all said that it was a very emotionally fraught decision, in part because the financial stakes were so high. I think that the ethical stakes have always been high in the sense that there's a certain amount of shame and social impropriety involved. But I call it the wedding industrial complex. Makes these things really, really complicated, because how can you separate what your heart wants from all of those non-refundable deposits?
How many of these planned weddings don't come off?
Well, one study, which was a relatively small sample size of only about 1,200 couples, came up with a figure of 13% a year, which is about a quarter of a million weddings every year. Of course, it's hard to know, could be much higher than that, because many couples get engaged and don't talk about it. You know, how do you judge what qualifies as an engagement? Mm-hmm. But assuming that it's about a quarter of a million, that's a lot of cancellation.
Well, the planning of weddings has become even more public. I know from Facebook, you know, I see where people are talking about the honeymoons they've planned, or even posted samples of bands that they've booked for the wedding. Do you think it's even more mortifying to cancel a wedding than it was in the past when it was kind of secret?
Absolutely. I mean, I think that the social media aspect of weddings, to the point where you can hire a social media consultant for your wedding at, you know, $2,000 to $5,000 additional costs, in addition to your band and your DJ and all the other things you're using, it means that these weddings are playing out in a very public way, beginning well before the actual event. There are not only save the date, you know, invitations that go out 6 or 8 months in advance of the wedding invitations, but you have engagement announcement videos where a camera is hidden as the question is popped. And then a lot of couples create videos of this, which they then send out as a way of announcing that they've gotten engaged, then chronicling every single step of wedding planning on social media, going to buy the dress, meeting the planner, picking out the floral. I mean, personally, to me, this would be like someone sharing with me like a dental hygiene diary. It's a part of the planning, which is to share it with everyone. And so what happens if a couple of months before the wedding, you suddenly decide that you don't want to do it, or worse, even far more humiliating, your spouse decides they don't want to marry you? And how do you chronicle that on social media? You have to change your status. Suddenly the photos, the wedding dress fittings become, you know, photos of the whiskey at the bottom of your glass as you're contemplating this very different future. So I think that the humiliation factor is greatly magnified by social media. And of course, there's a simple solution to this, which is that if you're less public about the planning, maybe it will be a little bit less humiliating if you cancel. But I don't think we're living in an age where that's an option.
Well, besides the image management, there's all this money. I mean, venues and photographers and videographers and wedding planners, they all get deposits. Are they used to this? Is that why they demand deposits?
Well, yes, absolutely. I mean, a lot of them, to be fair, are essentially small businesses, and the way they operate is on a calendar. And so once they book the day, they can't make money on that day if you cancel, say, you know, 7 or 8 weeks in advance, unless they can find someone else to fill the spot. But I do think it's a bit of a racket. I think there should be a better way where if they're able to recoup, in other words, if the vendor is able to find another couple, it doesn't even necessarily have to be a wedding couple, another event, and recoup the money, then they should refund the deposits. But unfortunately, that's not really how it works. The vendors control everything. The contracts are very strict, and there are vendors who will take the couples to court if the couple tries to get out of it. So it can get very, very ugly. And what's funny is that the big number seems to be the 90-day mark. You have a better chance of recouping a good percentage of your money if you cancel 91 days before.
Not to throw a wet blanket on wedding season, but we're talking with Amy Sohn, who's a screenwriter, novelist, and contributor to the New York Times Style section, who wrote about the aftermath of canceling a wedding, not just the social obligations, but how expensive it is. Well, I learned a lot of things reading this article, not the least of which was that wedding insurance is available. They do it for, you know, weather or military deployments or unexpected things. But now people can sell their abandoned wedding plans or packages to others. How does that work?
Yeah, there's a couple of sites that I found. One of them is called canceledweddings.com. I think this is actually the future, and I think it's a wonderful thing. Basically, you can sell your canceled event to another couple at an extremely discounted rate. And then the website, which serves as a kind of broker, takes a percentage. So we're already seeing this going on in the world of, you know, say if you have to cancel a hotel room or a plane reservation, why not let someone else take advantage of that? Why lose all the money just because your plans change? So I think that this is a really positive thing because it can be a bargain for other couples. The big question when it comes to weddings, as opposed to just a canceled hotel room, is do they feel that the date and the venue are cursed? And do they want to carry the emotional baggage of someone else's cancellation into their own wedding? Or are young couples sophisticated enough that they realize, hey, that's not my business, it's not my problem. If I can get 50% off, why not?
Well, you've also written about some kind of creative ways that brides or grooms, mostly brides, I think I've noticed, have kind of recouped their day. They've sort of rescued it from the dustbin by doing something else.
Yes, there are families that hold charity events. They do lunches for homeless children or families in need. There was a bride in Manhattan just this month who I guess they could not work out the details of their prenuptial agreement. And so I don't know whether she canceled or he canceled, but it was decided that they would not get married. She was getting married at an event space on the Upper East Side of Manhattan, and there was an $8,000 non-refundable deposit. And the bride decided to throw kind of an early Mother's Day celebration for underprivileged children and their mothers. And I think that is an amazing example of making lemonade out of lemons. Why throw the money away? At least let someone have fun that day if it's not going to be you. And what's wonderful about this story is that the bride attended. In some of these cases, the jilted party did not attend the event. The parents, you know, did some sort of charity event or that kind of thing. But the jilted party was in too much pain to be able to go. No. So I think that that's an extremely individualistic decision, whether you're able to kind of brush yourself off and attend your canceled wedding or just let your family and some other people enjoy it. But I think the real problem is that the marketplace is set up to be extremely strict. And I think that if you could plan a wedding and do everything involved in it and just not call it a wedding, you could probably save 50% right off the bat. You know what I'm saying? Like if you just hired a DJ and you tell them it's a party, they're going to quote you a rate significantly lower than if you tell them it's a wedding, even if the time commitment and everything else is exactly the same.
Well, Amy, you are a screenwriter, and there are some real stories of redemption in those that you write about here. Do I smell movie here? Is this a plot in the works?
Oh, well, didn't we already have a Runaway Bride with Julia Roberts?
That yeah, was a but we didn't have the, you know, then she has a charity party with her deposit.
That's true. Yeah, I actually, the pop culture one that I liked the most was they had a They had a wedding that was canceled on the show Transparent in the middle of the wedding. In other words, one of the two brides realized her regret at the actual reception, which is a pretty amazing story. I mean, not 6 months down the line, not a year down the line, but at her own party. And then she had a panic attack in the bathroom and was able to get a kind of annulment. But thanks for giving me that tip. I got to call my agent in Hollywood and maybe get out there and start pitching.
All right. I just require a small percentage. But thank you, Amy, so much for
speaking
with us.
Is it refundable?
Amy, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Great. My pleasure.
Amy Soane, she's a Brooklyn-based novelist, columnist, and screenwriter. She's also a contributor to the New York Times style section, and you really should take a look at her article, not just for the details, but also the fantastic illustration that one of the New York Times illustrators have come up with some samples of the kind of cards you'd send out if you canceled the wedding. The link is at wordofmouthradio.org.